Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Following On podcast in partnership with the ECB. I'm Mark Nicholas and I've got Darren Goff and Alex Tudor alongside me. We'll look back at the second day's play from Barbados. West Indies finished on 71 for 1 in reply to England's 507 for 9. Ben Stokes is being interviewed right now, so let's go straight to him.
So, yeah, sort of once I got in, I just sort of tried to seize the opportunity of us having so many runs on the board.
I've seen you do this before. There was a unilateral decision that you made in Cape Town a couple of years back in the New Year's Test match where you just decided, I'm going to flick the switch and push this game forward. Was it a similar thing today? You just felt good and rolled with it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's just identifying those situations. You know, you're not always going to be... you know, fortunate enough to go in those situations on a good wicket. You got loads of runs on the board, and you know, obviously winning the toss, batting first, and trying to get as many runs as you possibly can. But trying to get the game, you know, moving quickly into the back end of day two to give us an opportunity to be able to bowl at the back end of the day. And now we've only got to take 9 wickets of West Indies now.
It still looks like it's going to be hard work out there. There has been a little bit more in the way of assistance, so maybe a bit of variable bounce, and Jack's getting a few to turn.
Yeah, the wickets sort of changed, you know, towards the back end of our innings. Obviously seen a few balls spin and bounce there from Leachy. And the seamers felt like they were in the game a lot more than Antigua anyway. So it'll be interesting to see what tomorrow brings, but, you know, it's a good wicket and, you know, we've got two of their, you know, better batters in at the moment. So, you know, going into tomorrow, the morning session is going to be huge for us to try and make some inroads into the West Indies batting order.
Clearly, been through a lot over the last year or so. It was a magical moment to sort of celebrate that first 100 since all of the things you've been through over the last year or so.
Yeah, it was. I think, you know, you obviously playing in a team sport, you never like to think anything, you know, in a selfish way. But, you know, that's out of the hundreds I've got, you know, personally, that's probably one of the more memorable ones with everything that's gone on over the past couple of, you know, 18 months or 2 years. So, yeah, it was a very special feeling.
Great stuff. Well, big couple of days for you. Thanks for speaking with us.
No issue.
Nice to hear from Ben Stokes. You're listening to the Following On podcast in partnership with the ECB. So, Ben Stokes first. Goffey, I'd like your thoughts on this very strong character who's, as Mark Butcher just alluded to, had a pretty difficult last year of his life. Come out of it with flying colours, bowled like a demon in Antigua and batted like one here in Barbados, having had an indifferent tour of Australia, by his own admission, not himself quite.
Yeah, I don't think you were quite ready for the Ashes trip. I really don't. Everything he's been through, I only talked about the loss of his father, hit him really, really hard mentally. He took a lot of time off, and I just don't think he was quite at the races on that Ashes tour, living in a bubble. And he found that very, very difficult. And he talked many times, didn't he? But he's got his mojo back going into the West Indies. He thought he let some of the players, his teammates, down in Australia by not competing the way he's expected to compete. And everybody expects Ben Stokes to play. But definitely, since he's gone to the West Indies, with a ball in Antigua on a flat pitch, bowling all those overs, showed huge, huge heart. That's what we used to see from Ben Stokes. And then today, that innings is as good as you can get. He come in and he was watchful, but soon as he got anything half to it, he threw the bat at it. And then he just grew in confidence and played some absolutely wonderful shots on a pitch that's not easy. It's not a quick pitch. It's got a bit of slow. You have to be really confident in your shot selection. And he just hit the ball so well, especially down the ground.
When he's in harness with Joe Root, it's almost perfect to watch, isn't it, Alex?
Yeah, they complement each other extremely well. As you said, the way they run between the wickets, the rotation of strike. And as you said, he just sort of flipped a switch where he just said, look, you bowlers are going downtown. And he took them 360 around the wicket, reverse sweeps, sweeps, lap slogs, pulls, down the ground, out the ground. It was fantastic to watch. And as you said, it's a totally different contrast to the day yesterday. But the day yesterday set up what it was for today. And as an England fan and a supporter, you would say, look, that's how you play Test cricket. You see off the new ball. You make the bowlers go deep into the third full spells. And then you take advantage. And it's exactly what the England batting lineup did. It was well played.
It was his 11th Test match 100. It was Joe Root's 25th Test match 100. 25 Test match 100s. And he's got so much cricket left in him yet. I mean, he's going to get well into the 30s, maybe get 40.
Well, we hope so. We hope so. We know in this game, but you've got to keep going. It can easily catch up with you. And we talked about this yesterday, Mark, with Virat Kohli. It's been a while now since he's got a Test match 100. But the way Joe Root looks at the crease, he's just hungry for runs. He looks solid. He plays good off the back foot, the front foot. He plays pace well. He plays spin well. And his game is just in a different league to any other England player, except Ben Stokes. When we see Ben Stokes play like that, it's just a masterclass. It's a masterclass of batting.
Yes, well, Gary Sobers was there today watching the play, and he's always said that Ted Dexter was thought the best England player he bowled at and his favourite England player, but he won't have been disappointed in Root and Stokes. They're really high quality, and they entertained us royally. After that, it was really just a question of England pushing on. It wasn't very easy to force the pace. There were lots of singles available. They did that. They declared in the end at 507 for 9 after Jack Leach got out dancing down the pitch trying to hit another boundary. He hit one over extra cover and it was time to bowl. And so we've looked at people for the first time. We've heard from Goffey on Matt Fisher. What did you make of his debut, Alex?
Yeah, I thought it was good. Exactly what Goffey said you was going to get from him. He's not expressed, but he bowls in good areas. He's tall. He stays high at the crease at release point, so he's going to extract any bounce he gets. He had a sort of scrambled seam, so if he hits that at any point, it's going to go one way or the other. I thought his line was good. And as you said, he was just excited to just get out there. It was a good 5 overs he bowled. He would have been happy with his wicket. I don't think it was a great shot by Campbell, but he wouldn't care, getting your first wicket, and hopefully it'd be the first one of many for this young bowler.
Goffey, you said to me yesterday, well, to all of us, you said the thing about him, he's a confident lad. Mm. He won't be fazed by the occasion.
Nope.
And bang, second ball, he does for John Campbell.
Yeah, it won't be fazed. And now, like I say, when I came into the club and I met some of the players close up and got to know them, and from very early on, he was one of the more impressive characters. He stood out, not afraid to ask questions that some people would just quite happily sit in the background and let someone else ask. And for someone who's been around a while, people think he's this young kid, but he's been around Yorkshire for a long, long time. He struggled with injuries, but I just like him. I think he's fitter this year than he's been for a few years. He's strengthened up. He's lost a bit of weight. He's got a high action. He's got a great seam position. He bowls good natural length. And I think, especially again, in English conditions, I think he will be a serious handful. But as we've seen today on a flattish pitch with a new ball in the West Indies, playing Test cricket, he has a straight up seam ball. And then to the left-hander, he has that wobble seam that goes across the left-hander, which he got the wicket for of John Campbell. So very intelligent man, very good man, and he's a good bowler.
Okay, nice summary. Jack Leach, very good, I thought.
Yeah, Jack Leach. I think he's been crying out for a test match where he can show his skills. He's one of those bowlers that everybody, you either love him or dislike him, don't you? I think people are not sure whether he's good enough for test cricket. I don't think he had the pitches to bowl on in Australia. He were very seam friendly, especially those last three test matches.
Didn't have the runs to play with either.
In India, you got a team that just went at him quite early. And now he's got an opportunity with England getting a huge, huge score, the highest score for a long, long time, where he can actually now bowl on a pitch that is spinning. There is a bit more uneven bounce, and he'll be rubbing his hands, and he'll be excited about bowling over the next few days here in Barbados.
Samuel Badru made the point that if he sticks to the method he used in Antigua and in the overs that we've seen here, which is just to look to bowl very straight, very full, keep it accurate, keep asking a question of the batsman, he's almost bound to take a few wickets, I think. The increasingly, you know, it's helping him now, and it's the second evening. By tomorrow, the middle of the day, should be a nice time to bowl.
Absolutely. I think it's one of them pitches for Jack Leach. He's just going to stay patient, keep putting the ball in that right area. We've seen today a couple have bounced and gone past the shoulder of the bat. He had one that rolled, which were nicked, and it was an impossible catch for the keeper. It could have easily been bowled. And I think if he gets one, he could easily go bang, 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 very, very quickly. Coming in on this pitch against Jack Leach with the ball spinning, the odd one going on, a bit of bounce, so keeping low, he's got every chance of picking up a few wickets. If he gets into rhythm.
100% Goffey, and it's a fragile batting lineup as well. As you say, you've probably got their two best players in now, in Braffitt and Brooks. And then after that, you know, you've got, obviously, Bonner scored a very good 100 in Antigua. And then, you know, Jason Holder, he's going to be living off that double 100 that he scored in 2019.
That was a special knock, though.
It was a special knock. He put it everywhere, didn't he? But, I mean, listen, it's a fragile batting lineup. And as you rightly said, if he just sets in, you know, settles in, know that he's going to be bowling a lot of overs, just mix up his pace a little bit. He was a little bit flat. Just get it above the eye line because the West Indian boys' eyes will lighten up and they'll be looking to dance down. Just back yourself. You've got enough runs on the board. Throw it up there.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Right, boys, great. Thank you very much. To sum up, England declaring 507 for 9. West Indies in reply 71 for 1. So a deficit of 436 to deal with, but with 9 of their first innings wickets in hand. A little bit of wear and tear in the pitch. Some spin for Jack Leach. A first test match wicket for Matt Fisher. A day that England thoroughly enjoyed and will have gained a lot of confidence from. Best of all was a magnificent 100 from Ben Stokes to back up the one made by Joe Root yesterday. Plenty to look back on over the next 20 minutes or so. You're listening to Following On here on TalkSport 2. We're in partnership with the ECB. Thanks for being with us.
seals. And again, De Stokes was looking for his first run. We'll get it now with a beautiful shot down the ground out to the long on era before.
Roach round the wicket at Stokes, who thrashes that through point. What a wonderful stroke. A square cut of violence.
Oh, look at that. What a wonderful strike.
Stokes reverse sweeps and does so successfully. That's going to be four.
What a shot. What a shot. I don't think I can give this justice.
The more balls to Stokes, who comes down the pitch and hits it. Hoits it. That's gone. Going once, going twice. Sold for six. Ben Stokes bringing up the 300 there for England.
Oh, down he comes, Stokes. Oh, that'll be big. Don't worry about that. Sometimes you just know from the minute it leaves the bat, it's the noise, it's the follow through, and it's maximum.
Mark, not only is it a maximum, we're going to use a new ball. It is on the roof.
It's also taken him to 50, we should add.
Pamall again, short.
Pull shot from Stokes, out towards deep mid-wicket's gone all the way. That's his third six. Here is Ozori Joseph again, bowls. Stokes goes once more, full and wide outside the off stump, over long off. For four more.
He's seen enough, man.
Ozori Joseph in.
Stokes goes full and straight for six. Straight back over the bowler's head onto the balcony.
As my dad would say, this is licks.
Holder in, bowls. And
some dipping full toss, which is punched by Root down the ground towards mid-on to bring up his 150. Fantastic place to play cricket, to watch cricket, and to enjoy a beautiful island. Love Barbados. Here's Kemar Roach. Big appeal for leg before wicket. Roach is celebrating. He's not even appealing. They've reviewed it.
It's pitching outside off.
I think it's clipping leg.
Impact's in lane. Wicket's hidden.
Hitting the top of leg. He's out.
And Joe Root's gone for 153.
Down he comes. Gets the single. Ben Stokes goes to 100. 100 to Saver. Stokes is back. Some might say he never went away.
This has been a fantastic 100 by the Durham all-rounder and really set this game up for England.
Oh, and he's gone huge here. He's had enough of Craig Brathwaite.
It's a 12.
Ben Stokes is really teeing off against Brathwaite. Now, and he's caught by Shamar Brooks at long off. Ben Stokes has holed out for 120 from 128 deliveries.
It's a magnificent masterclass of batting there from Ben Stokes.
499 for six. Oh, he's stumped. He's got a wicket. Vasami Pamall.
500 up for England. 503 for seven. Here is
Roach, and it's short, and it's pulled out towards deep mid-wicket, and it's caught.
Leach now trots off. England declare. 507 for nine is the score. Here's Fisher again. And that beats him. Oh, he edged it. Yes, he has. Fisher has his first Test match wicket. What a moment. Two balls. One boundary, one wicket.
Wow, what a feeling that must be.
Great start for Matt Fisher. Ooh. And Yorkshire. When Yorkshire are strong, army, England are strong.
Just had a proposal from a man to a lady called Mala.
Is she watching the cricket?
She might not be watching it.
If I were him, I'd just have a think about it when he's not on his second bottle of rum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.